Another troubling economic report. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Consumer spending in September unchanged from August. Economists had thought there'd be an uptick, many blaming rising prices. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund on Friday many of the reasons are beyond America's borders.
Many of these challenges stem from Russia's terrible war in Ukraine and the continued recovery from the pandemic. Inflation is elevated in many countries. Growth is slowing globally.
Critics blame the Biden administration's spending, including the COVID-19 relief packages. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina, say they haven't yet determined why a teenaged gunman opened fire on several people Thursday evening.
He's a 15-year-old boy. That's according to authorities and police here in Raleigh. And they say the shooter is in critical condition in the hospital. Police say the shooter killed at least five people, ranging from 16 years old to 52 years old, including a 29-year-old off-duty police officer named Gabriel Torres. He was on his way to work, they say. Police say the suspect is in critical condition.
Fox's Rich Edson, the suspect's 16-year-old brother, reportedly among the victims. Police in Southern California reporting a mass casualty incident in Pomona, where a car has crashed into a roadside food stand. At least one person has died, eight others hurt. The driver reportedly fled on foot. Air raid sirens reported to be sounding all across Ukraine, where it's early Saturday. Residents being urged to take shelter in air raid facilities. There have been several Russian airstrikes across the country since last weekend's explosion on a bridge linking Russia to Crimea. SpaceX is preparing to launch a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida, a few minutes from now. It would be on a mission to place 13 communications satellites into orbit that will serve Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. America is listening to Fox News.
College was founded to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As part of this commitment, every student signs an honor code, which reads, "A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in the study and service, and respectful of the rights of others." Through education, our students rise to self-government. To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu/honor. That's hillsdale.edu/honor.
President Biden touting his economic policies during his West Coast trip against the backdrop of the highest gas prices in the country.
President Biden told donors at a Tony fundraiser in Brentwood that, quote, "Inflation is still out there. It is real. A lot of people are hurting." He's also acknowledging that gas prices are too high right now. And here in California, that seems like something that Democrats and Republicans agree on. And as the Biden motorcade weaves around Southern California, every gas station it passes has prices around $6.20 a gallon at least. That's more than $2 higher than the national average. And he says he is going to talk about gas prices next week. He's also teasing some sort of a condemnation of Saudi Arabia for rallying OPEC Plus around production cuts.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Israel's military has carried out an arrest raid in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing two Palestinians in gun battles. That fighting Friday in the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank, a frequent flashpoint for confrontation. The Food and Drug Administration reports a shortage of a drug that is prescribed for many school children.
Adderall, one of the top treatments for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is in short supply. The FDA says the manufacturer Teva Pharmaceuticals suffered from a labor shortage earlier in the year that produced production disruptions. The shortage of the drug forced desperate patients to go to other drug makers for generic versions, but those companies were soon overwhelmed. The situation may get worse as Teva's still seeing manufacturing delays. So the FDA says patients should work with their healthcare professionals to determine their best treatment option. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs, the San Diego Padres have beaten the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the NL Division Series. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.